Okay, class, that is the bell. So, remember, everyone, we will have a quiz on chapters 9 through 12, so be sure to read and reread. I'll see you all tomorrow. Except you, mister. Hold up for a minute. I need to speak to you. No, you're not in trouble per se. I mean, you weren't exactly paying attention, but I've come to expect that from you. Eyes up here. Thank you. I have to talk to you about something. It's a little unusual, but it's a personal issue for me. Look at my eyes, young man. Thank you. My daughter will be transferring to the school in a couple of weeks. She's in your grade. She's a senior. Yes, I do have an 18-year-old daughter. Well, I appreciate that, but it's not exactly appropriate for you to tell me that I'm too hot and young-looking to have an 18-year-old. It's also not appropriate for you to keep staring at my cleavage. Eyes up here, final warning. Do you want detention on Friday and not be allowed to play in the game? I didn't think so. Anyway, yes, my daughter will be transferring here, and she was going to a boarding school upstate, but there were some issues, and, well, we don't need to get into that. Regardless, I am aware of your reputation around this school. I've seen the graffiti in the girls' bathrooms. I've heard the whispers and giggles in the halls. Hell, the gossip has even reached the teacher's lounge. Whatever it is that happens between you and the girls at the school, none of it will reach my daughter. She is off limits. Do you understand me? For you and that group of jocks you hang out with, although I'm mostly concerned about you. Listen to me. She needs to keep her head down and focused on her schoolwork. She does not need to fall under your poor influence or be distracted by boys in general. I need you to do this for me. I would really appreciate it. Oh, is that right? You're getting bored of the girls at this school. You haven't had any new experiences in a while? Well, I'm sorry to hear about your woes, but that does not mean you can use my daughter as your newest plaything. What are you getting at? You really need something new, and if you can't have my daughter, you'll have to look elsewhere? What does that mean? Oh, no. You cannot be serious. Are you really suggesting what I think you are? Oh, this goes way beyond staring at my cleavage. Did you really just tell me in my own classroom that if I show you my breasts and give you oral sex, that you'll leave my daughter alone? Yes, I heard you say, whip out those huge tits and suck my dick. But that doesn't mean... Hey, quit it! Take your hand out of your pants right now this second. Jesus, did hearing me say that really make you want to touch yourself that bad? You high school boys really are just walking piles of hormones. Yes, I know that you're 18, or as you put it, legal. I believe that's all I've heard come out of your mouth the week of your birthday. I just really cannot have you being a bad influence on my daughter, and I probably shouldn't tell you this and stroke your already inflated ego, but you're exactly her type. I sense trouble a mile away as soon as we arrange this transfer. So please promise me you'll let her be. You will if I take your deal. Okay, I should have expected that. Okay, you have to understand what you're asking me to do here. This is wrong on so many levels. I am a married woman, and you may be 18, but you're still basically a kid. For God's sake, my daughter is the same age as you. It's just, it's so, so wrong. And not to mention that I am your teacher, young man. I'm sure these things may go down differently in whatever videos you watch on your own time, but this is the real world. No, no, shut it down. That was not an invitation to talk about porn in my classroom. You are such a little pervert, you know that? Look, I get it. You're used to getting what you want, especially when it comes to girls. So why wouldn't you think you could make this happen? And it's definitely not an issue with your looks or... Never mind. I'm sorry. Forget I said that. Nothing. I said never mind. No, that's not what I meant. I misspoke. You think I'm going to buy that act? You don't need me to tell you that you're a good-looking kid. And I don't believe for a second that you have any doubts about that yourself. Really? So, this is the only way you're going to help me out and leave my daughter alone? I mean, I could offer you private tutoring, help raise your grade, maybe even come up with some extra credit assignments. No, you don't care about that. Of course you don't. Why did I even ask? Okay. Well, if you're saying this is the only thing that'll convince you to leave her be, then I guess... Go lock the door and make sure the blinds are drawn. Fuck. Good. Okay. Listen. If you... promise to stay away from my daughter and keep your scumbag friends away, too. I think we're beyond censoring ourselves at this point, kid. If you do that, then I will... agree to your terms. Do we have a deal? Lovely. Shake on it. Oh, my God. You think you're so funny, don't you? I give you my hand for a handshake, and you think you can just grope my tits and shake them around? God, you're an ass. All right, all right. I will whip them out. Feeling impatient, are we? Oh, no, that's quite all right. I'll undress myself. I don't trust you not to rip my blouse in half and probably my bra as well. I don't exactly have a change of clothes to go home in. So, I'll just take off my blouse. And then I'll unhook the bra and... There. There they are. What you've been staring at all year in class. Are they everything you thought they'd be? Well, if you must know... They're healthy 34F size. Not easy to find quality bras that big. Another reason I don't need you tearing that one to shreds. Yeah. Go ahead. Touch them. Let's get this over with. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, wow. You just go for it, don't you? Most guys are a little intimidated by them. Wow. You're a hard squeezer, aren't you? Why, yes. They are sensitive. Large breasts tend to be that way. Yes. Yes, my nipples are even more so. So why do you... Oh! Oh! Fuck! Fuck! Wow! No one's pinched them like that in years. I know they're hard, but don't you go reading into that. They keep it on the cooler side in the school. Ugh. Fuck. More. Ow. Gosh, you are so aggressive. You really have been dreaming of this for a while, haven't you? No. Oh, you know how to make them feel better, huh? Well, what did you have in mind? Well, you're not wrong. That does feel good. Really good, actually. You know what you're doing. I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah, do the other one. Get both. Fuck. Yes. Just do it.
Well, I could certainly do that for a while. But I believe we have another term of our deal to complete. And my husband's gonna start asking questions if I come home too late. No, I'm not going to suck your dick. I simply want to complete my end of the deal so you can go into effect as soon as possible. Oh, excuse me? On my knees, slut. I'm still your teacher, mister, and you will treat me with respect. No, come on now. Don't back out in the deal. I'll get on my knees. There. Happy now? Do you look happy? What do you mean? Oh my. Holy shit. You really just pulled your pants down in my classroom. I know. It's still a crazy thing to have happen. And, my God, is that thing real? It can't be. What do I mean? Well, first of all, you're already as hard as a rock. Second, that thing is nearly twice as big as my husband. I mean, it's huge. It's really huge. Come, feel to see how real it is. So demanding. I have not been teasing you in class, so you're not getting me back for anything. Keep dreaming, kid. Okay, let me just wrap my head around it. Are you kidding me right now? My fingers are barely touching. This is so crazy. I mean, I've heard you brag before, but I assumed it was typical teenage boy bravado. This is unbelievable. Quit admiring it and suck it. Well, I really do need to be getting home, so I guess I'd better start. I'll just wrap my lips around your tip and... Why are you grabbing my hair? Oh, hold on. You can't... I have to breathe sometime. Did you just do what I think you did? How dare you? I am still your teacher, young man. Do you think you can just... Oh, you're letting me catch my breath now. What a gentleman you are. I need to what? Take it balls deep? Isn't it enough that you're grabbing my head and literally using my throat like it's a sex toy? No one has ever treated me like this, not even my husband. But it's not enough for you, is it? Okay, fine. I'll do it. I'll try my best anyway. You fucking asshole. You're damn right I just swore. Who do you think you are, kid? Do you treat the girls in your class this way? No, don't give me an example. I don't want to hear that. That was a rhetorical question, mister. Yes, I did only get half of it down my throat. Why? You know why. Don't play dumb. Oh, you want me to say it? God, you're a pig. You high school boys are all the same. I only got half of it down my throat because you have a very, very large penis. Fine. A huge cock. You have a huge cock. Yes, it's the biggest I've ever been with. And yes, it's bigger than my husband's. Oh, you liked hearing that, didn't you? I just felt a twitch in my hand. Anyway, that's it, right? We're done with that. What do you mean? I took it as far down as I possibly could. That's what you wanted. Well, I know you said you wanted me to swallow the whole thing, but that's just not happening. You are way too thick and long, and I don't see how any woman could... Oh.
Thing. I can't believe you. You think you can just do whatever you want to your teacher? Wait, what are you doing? Oh, hello? Hello? I know that look. Why are you stroking your cock so hard? Are you about to do what I think you... No, no, you don't. Not even you would. Oh, why are you grabbing my hair again? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, you're really about to... Oh, oh. We did not discuss this. Did you really just come on my face? Oh my God, I am covered. You asshole. It is all over my face, my neck, my tits. Even got some in my hair. You're right, ass. I am acting like I've never done this before because I haven't. This isn't porn. This is real life. Yes, I really haven't had cum on me before. Maybe the girls your age are used to it, but I'm not. No, I am not turned on right now. I'm simply following through on our deal, so you will leave my daughter alone. What's that? You can see the wet spot through my pants? That's just... Never mind. We're done here. You got what you wanted, didn't you? Way more than I even thought you'd get. You got your uptight bitch of an English teacher to strip down for you in her own classroom. You got her to play with your tits, have her suck you off, and you even managed to drench her in your filthy teenage cum. That should be more than sufficient for you to stick to your end of the deal, right? You don't touch my daughter. And you make sure your dirtbag friends don't either. Understand? Good. Now, get the fuck out of my classroom. And don't forget to study for the quiz tomorrow.